This is Akashvani, the news read by Gitanjali Hurya Mathur. The government has said that India is set to achieve 6.5 to 7% gross domestic product GDP growth in the current financial year. The finance ministry said in its monthly economic review for August that the economic momentum continued in the first quarter of the current fiscal year, supported by over 5% growth in all major non-agricultural sectors. The report released yesterday also said retail inflation driven by softer food and core inflation remained moderate at 3.7%. The review reflected that the outlook for inflation trajectory remains positive. Food inflation will remain milder in the short term, supporting rural incomes and demand in absence of climatic shocks. Campaigning is in full swing for the third and final phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir and single phase polling in Haryana. Polling for the 90 assembly seats in Haryana will be held on 5th of October. Poll campaign in the state has also intensified. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah today addressed three public rallies in Ambala, Kurukshetra and Rewari. Mr. Amit Shah appealed to vote for BJP candidate Santosh Sarwan from Mulana constituency, Aseem Goyal from Ambala city and Pawan Saini from Narayangarh assembly constituency. Acting Chief Minister Naib Singh Saini was also present in the public rally. Mr. Shah alleged that during the 10-year rule of Congress in Haryana, the lands of farmers were looted and favoritism and nepotism prevailed in the name of giving jobs, but in BJP rule, the jobs were given on merit. Bahujan Samajwadi Party's national president and former Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Mayawati and Indian National Lok Dal's General Secretary and former MLA Abhay Singh Chautala addressed public rally in Prithla Assembly constituency. All India Congress Committee General Secretary and Sirsa MP Kumari Selja addressed a public meeting in Kalanwali in support of Congress candidate Sheeshpal Kherwala. She said that farmers, labourers, traders, employees, women, unemployed youth are troubled by the BJP rule. In Jammu and Kashmir, BJP senior leader and Union Minister J.P. Nadda today addressed a rally in Kathua of Jammu. He lauded the peaceful Jammu and Kashmir assembly elections, stating that the people of Union Territory have chosen ballots over bullets, emphasizing their commitment to peace and development. India has risen to 39th position among 133 global economies in the Global Innovation Index 2024. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has termed this as a remarkable feat. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the government is committed to ensuring a vibrant innovation ecosystem which can transform the lives of the youth. The Lokayukta police in Mysuru has filed an FIR against Chief Minister Siddaramaiah in the Mysuru Urban Development Authority or Muda site allotment case. The FIR names Siddaramaiah as the first accused and his wife and brother-in-law as the other accused in the case. A special court in Bengaluru has issued directions to the Lokayukta police to register a criminal case in the matter on a private complaint filed by RTI activist Snehamai Krishna. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today addressed the United Nations General Assembly in New York. Reaffirming his country's commitment to peace, Mr. Netanyahu said his country is fighting for its life in the face of savage enemies who want Israel's annihilation. He added, Israel is forced to defend itself on several war fronts organized by Iran. He emphasized that Israel is yearning for peace and it will keep defending itself unless Hamas lays down its arms. In Indonesia, at least 15 workers were killed and 25 others missing after an unlicensed gold mine collapsed in West Sumatra. And in Macau Open Badminton, the women's double pair of Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand stormed into semifinals after defeating Taiwan's Su Yin Hui and Wu Lo Yu. And that is the end of this news bulletin.